I'm John Batchelor with Victoria Hetzing, an analyst with Geopolitical Futures. She's in Budapest, and her observations of the conflict in China between the interior, which is agrarian-based, traditionally, hundreds of years, and not wealthy, also vulnerable to weather, climate, floods, disasters, earthquakes, and the coastal wealth, which these last decades has created the conditions for China now to be the second most, maybe the most, eventually rising power in the world. But the conflict must be resolved. Xi Jinping, wanting his third general secretaryship and more, must resolve his vision of the interior developed versus what we can presume was his predecessor's vision of the coastal region developed, which it has. That is the electronic and manufacturing and financial involvement hubs of China, Beijing, Shanghai, Sichuan province, all of that. Now, who needs the U.S.? And Victoria, here's the twist. She needs the U.S., according to your presentation. He needs foreign trade to return. He needs to resolve the pandemic. What price to get the U.S. back? Because the Congress, as compared to 4 years ago or 8 years ago, is enormously hostile to China. They just passed laws to make certain that China doesn't dominate in chips. We're in direct competition. So what does she need to do to get the good old days back of the U.S. investment dollar?
Yes, so that is very correct. China needs the U.S. In terms of economy and finances. So China is in an enormous amount of debt right now, and China needs dollar that is the most stable and strongest currency right now. So yes, China is in need of the U.S. And well, about the terms, of course, economy-wise and trade-wise, China, in order for this relation with the U.S. to be mended or to get better in any sense, China needs to honor phase one of the China-U.S. trade deal that it hasn't done yet, in order to be able to move on to the phase two of the trade deal. So that is the economic and trading aspect of things. But what is even more important, the US needs China to separate itself from Russia.
That's a big ask, Victoria.
Yes, that's the biggest aspect.
Yes, because as I understand it, China looks to Russia to supply energy and food, two things that China needs, having turned its back on, say, its trade with the U.S. and its access to U.S. capital. Perhaps it was the COVID-19, but perhaps it was always going to happen. So separating from Russia at this point would put China in a position of having bad relations with the U.S. and bad relations with Moscow. Does Xi Jinping have a solution?
I would say not yet. So getting closer to the US is going to be a very long process. And we can already see that it is not easy. But discussions are constantly going on. So the foreign ministers of the two countries just met at the G20 meeting in Bali. Then Biden and Xi had their phone call where they discussed the future of their trading and economic relations. And even though there was no exact new deal made between the two countries, the talks were not hostile at all. So, and the two promised to remain in contact, and it is quite likely that they will meet in person in the upcoming weeks or months. There is no exact date of that. But what I'm trying to say is that it is going to be a very long process. And China right now, and Xi, of course, is maneuvering. So there is no exact plan, and Xi is not likely to denounce Russia in the upcoming weeks. So this is going to be a long process, and it's quite complex.
And what does China want from the U.S.? A trade, yes, but does it want some kind of sympathy, some kind of attention? What exactly would she ask for in exchange for breaking with Russia?
Better trading conditions. because China needs this kind of trade, and so more intense, more multifaceted trade from the trading hubs and port cities located on the coastline. That would be something that that has the potential to resolve the financial issues China is having now.
Xi has a consumption model. That's part of his plan to develop China's economy. Is it working?
The interior consumption model, well, right now, due to COVID, I would say that it's stalling. So people have become quite wary of the international conditions. So there is a war going on, there is COVID, there is food security all over the world. So consumption in the previous waves or after the previous waves of COVID, consumption always restarted very quickly. So people rushed to the supermarkets.
You talk of hoarding, though. That is not normal consumption.
Yes, that is also correct. But now people are increasingly wary, so they are not buying enough. And that is why I am saying that the consumption model is stalled right now. It's not working as it should be.
And the food insecurity is not just in the interior anymore. I think you're reporting that it's also in the port cities. Everyone's worried, the middle class especially.
Yes, exactly. So it has reached the port cities exactly because there are problems in the supply chain. Trading is stalled. It has slowed down all because of the Russia-Ukraine war as well as because of COVID problems. So this is an international issue that has reached the entirety of China.
Victoria Hetzig for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.